This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi. Well, the plan to get approval to extend the life of MAC Energy's Mount Pleasant coal mine here in Muswellbrook has hit a bit of a snag, so to speak, or has it? MAC Energy and the Department of Environment and Planning have advised that the Independent Planning Commission that there's been a new lizard discovered on the site where they want to expand. I don't know too much about legless lizards, and I don't know how many people in the world probably do, but is this going to have an impact on the planning panel's decision, or should it? To find out more, someone who's definitely got a view on these things is Nick Clyde, who is from Lock the Gate. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. Thanks for having me on the show.
What do we know about this legless lizard?
Well, we just... learning about it now, Darren, what we do know is that it is a completely new species, never before known to science, up until 6 weeks ago in July when the Australian Museum officially confirmed that it's a brand new species. It appears to be endemic to the Hunter Valley and perhaps into the Liverpool Plains area. And it is also present on the very site owned by MAC Energy that they want to expand for their Mount Pleasant coal project.
It's MAC Energy, I understand, who fessed up and said, we've got it here, and notified the planning panel?
I'm not exactly sure how, you know, who said what to whom, but the new species has been identified in a scientific journal. I imagine the community of ecologists, including the ecologists that Mount Pleasant hired to assess the biodiversity impacts of their mine expansion proposal, would have been onto it pretty quickly. But we've only just learned of it very recently when some correspondence all of a sudden appeared on the Independent Planning Commission's website just days before a final decision is due on whether or not this massive coal expansion should go ahead.
Do you think it should have an impact on the decision, or it will?
Well, look, it should. This is, you know, we're in the middle of an extinction crisis. We've just had a change of government federally. You know, one of the first things that our new Minister for the Environment, Tanya Plibersek, did was release a report that the previous government had been sitting on, the State of the Environment report. And what we learned in that report is that Australia's biodiversity is in pretty terrible shape, according to some of the best scientists in Australia who have been looking at this issue for years. So their advice was to government was that biodiversity is going backwards. And in addition to that, it gets worse. One of the key threatening processes, in addition to, you know, habitat loss and vegetation clearing, all of the things that your listeners might be picturing in their heads as being bad for biodiversity. One of the other things that's also very bad for biodiversity is making global heating worse. And that is precisely what this project will do. The Mount Pleasant want to double their coal production from 10 to about 20 million tonnes per annum. They'll keep mining all the way up to mid-century. And this, Darren, it will be actually one of the largest coal expansions in New South Wales since the Paris Climate Agreement came into force in 2016.
Can the two coexist? And when I say that, I mean, is there any evidence to say that these type of species can be successfully relocated, considering they do appear to be native to the Hunter Valley, based on what that finding was?
Well, look, we simply don't know, and this is why we're leaning on... Well, we've written to the Independent Planning Commission to say they must open up another week-long public consultation process, because we want to pull ecological experts together, take a look at this issue, and have an opportunity to advise government about the impacts of this coal expansion before it's too late. What we do know is that the Biodiversity and Conservation Division of the New South Wales Department of Planning, so, you know, the people within the state government whose job it is to look after nature and the conservation of species, they say, quote, little is known about the species and its conservation needs such that land-based offsets may not be sufficient to mitigate impacts. They say that further surveys and research are needed to effectively manage and protect the species in the wild. So the government itself is saying, look, this is new. We need to study it. We need to understand the animal and its habitat. It would seem to us to be an enormous mistake to approve a mine having only just learnt very, very recently that this new species is living there. The other thing, Darren, is that the government has advised the Planning Commission that it's very likely that this species will be listed as a threatened species at both the federal and state level. So we know it's a special critter. There's plenty of reasons to say no to the Mount Pleasant Coal Project. This is the latest, but it is an urgent problem. It does need the coal assessment process to be paused because it's a requirement of the law that the environmental impacts of a coal project are properly assessed before any decision is made. And we don't see how this issue could possibly have been properly assessed with no public consultation and with the information that it even exists only just appearing at the end of last week on the Planning Commission's website.
That was Nick Clyde from Lock the Gates on Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.